with the email, you're going to have it, all across the internet, right? So people will just copy and paste it, but right now there's, nowhere for me to do that.
Oh.
So after...
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Amy, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, I was on the phone talking to someone on the loan right now.
Oh, am I interrupting? I apologize.
No, I just got done. I know you called a couple of times, and I put you off the phone because he was in distress. So I said, okay, let me get him out of the way.
Right.
Everybody calls at the last second. Oh, I got to close next week. Close next week.
Oh, well, let me hurry up then.
Yeah, I said let me take a shower right now and clean up, and I can get it done when I get done with the shower.
Right.
I don't know. The good thing is it's a rental, so it's gonna be a lot easier.
Okay. Cool. So, did you get a chance to review the email?
To be honest with you, no. Because I was talking to him last night, and then he threw a bomb at me that he has to close. You know, because I was getting this information and analyzing all this stuff to make sure everything was okay. Then this morning, so it's like, I really need to close next week. So I'll try to get that thing done right now and everything.
Okay, so tell me how I can help you.
Okay, so I did talk to Christian. Because I guess we talked about, you said about a website. And I said, yeah, but I got to get traffic on there, you know.
Do you have a website?
What's that? No, he's going to do it, he said.
Yeah, we'll include a website within the package. That's not a problem, but the main... Yeah. Way to get the traffic to the site is to get you listed on Google.
Right. That's what he was telling me. Because I talk to a lot of people, and it's like, who do you trust? A lot of people say you can do this, I can do that. And,
right. Yeah.
That's when Brian called me up. I just happened to talk to him, and that's when he told me, okay, I'll give you guys a shot then.
Right.
I told Brian, I said, well, I'm gonna get screwed. I'd rather get screwed. I know the people I know versus the people I don't.
Well, you're not gonna get screwed. The thing is it's not done overnight. There's no way for this to be done overnight, Mike. You have to understand there is gonna be a timeline on everything. At the top of the page in the Google Ads, your company will be showing up on the first page of Google in the first 7 to 14 days. But the local map listing, it takes a little bit longer. It takes about 30 to 45 days. We do go ahead and. I'm sorry, what's that?
That's what I figured, I mean, you like to have it happen quick, but, I'm realistic, too,
And that's why we don't beat around the bush here. We always keep it pretty very upfront with what the expectation is on the timeline, things like that. So your website, we'll get that up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. And then also we do programming for the top 60 directories, so like Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, you name it, we give you a listing there. And this is going to bring in a little more brand relevancy. And it's also going to give you a stronger push for the website. Once your business is verified within the first 6 to 10 days, we can start gaining those 5-star reviews. And the reviews is really going to help push it further up the list faster. So there's a lot of tools that we have available to us. But the first step is just getting the account set up and getting the client onboarding taken care of. So if you have about 10 minutes, I can go ahead and get this squared away and get your client onboarding set up for a time that's convenient for you, and we can take it from there.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what is the business name?
Okay, Lenders with an S at the end. U, and it's just the letter U, call.
Okay.
Lenders U Call.
Is that L-E-N-D-E-R apostrophe S?
No, just S.
Okay. And what is the business address? Even if it's a home office, we can hide the physical address on Google.
Okay.
If it's a mobile business, what's the address?
Okay. It's my home address, if you can hide that, because I don't want people coming to my house.
We don't either. Trust me.
It's 1307 East the Carroll Court. That's V as in Victor, A-Q-U-E-R-O. Carroll Court.
Chula Vista.
Chula Vista 91910.
Perfect. Your first name, is that spelled M-Y-K-E?
Double E.
Double E. So it's
M-Y-K-E-E. Yeah.
And then Blaca, right? B-L-A-C-A?
No, it's M-O-U-S-E.
Mouse. Mike Mouse?
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, really?
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather do it when I'm in person and get people's reaction because you should see their face.
Yeah, I'm over here like typing it out like, what? Mouse? Really?
Like I said, it's better when I'm in person.
Yeah. I could see how that would go over a little bit better. So
I just love when they do that. you know, when I'm in person, they don't say anything. They're just like, I can tell they want to laugh or they're
right.
Like, oh, this can't be true, is it?
How
so
funny.
It's Baca, B-Boy, A uh-huh. Apple, C California, L Lucy, A Apple, Bacla.
Bacla. Okay, B-A-C-L-A.
Right.
Okay, and M-Y-K-E-E, right. That was correct, right. Though, right? Because everything has to be like, it has to match whatever the card that you're putting on file says. So is there any middle initial?
No. I don't know if my cards, some of my cards, I don't think my, my debit, well, it's a debit card. So it'll say, I think it says lenders you call on my debit card.
Okay. Now for this, Mike, I'm looking at the client onboarding schedule. I know you're going to be busy within probably about an hour and a half, right?
No, I'll make time.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as, you know, because I'm doing some consulting work, and as long as the owner, because he'll come in my office, and you know, he'll go, oh, I need this here, I need that there, so I might have to put you on pause for a little while.
Okay, so we have two times. We can either schedule it. We always block off the entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. So we have an available appointment time today between 11 and 12 or one between 2 and 3. Which one is better for you?
Probably the 2 and 3.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. No, because sometimes we eat lunch at 2 and they'll say, oh, get lunch. So maybe 12 and 1.
I have 11 to 12.
Or 11 and 12? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or we could do tomorrow.
No. I want to get this thing done as quickly as possible.
Okay. So my technician's going to contact you from our 877 phone number. If for any reason you're unable to pick that phone call up at that time, Mike, just make sure that you go ahead. I mean, they're going to make multiple attempts, and they're also going to send text message as well as email reminder just to say,
Just tell him, if I don't pick up the first time, just tell him to call me right back again, right back to back.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't carry my phone everywhere I go, and I hear it ring, so I either have to run upstairs or downstairs, and by the time I get to it, it stops ringing.
Gotcha. I'll tell him to call you back to back. No worries.
Okay.
And then what are the hours of operation?
Tell him open.
24/7? That's when you want phone calls? Or? Okay.
Yeah, I don't go to bed till 2.
Okay, and what is the service radius?
California.
Okay. Okay, so the way this is going to work, you're in Chula Vista, we can target either a 50-mile radius for right now for the price point that we have you at, 50-mile, 4 counties, top 10 cities, or top 10 zip codes. So which way would you like to do it?
Gosh.
To target the entire state of California is going to require a much larger ad budget. It's not something that can be achieved at this price point. It would create, I mean, you need...
Oh, okay. He didn't mention it because I told him I was going to do California because I do want to go. I want to go throughout the U.S., but I thought, you know, next region, I might as well start, you know, small.
Yeah, so... That's exactly how this does. So if you want to do like San Diego County and you want like Orange County or, you know, like that, then we can work our way north. But it does obviously require more. I mean, you're not going to be able to target the entire area for the 249. It's just impossible.
Yeah. So what would it be for like San Diego and Orange County?
No, I can keep it at the 249 for that.
Oh, okay. Let's just do those two counties for now.
Cool.
And then once I get... Once I get, like, a couple loans, then, you know, because I want to pay, like I told Chris.
Exactly.
I want to pay, once I get a couple loans, I want to pay it for the whole year so I don't have to deal with it.
Yep. That's a great idea. And you contact me, and I will give you an excellent deal on that, and we'll get that. I'll be the lead on your account and point of contact. So I'm going to send out a series of text messages now. The first one's my direct phone number and extension line. I'm the lead on your account and point of contact. The second one's going to be the dashboard or analytics. Now, do you have a logo or do you need one?
Yeah, I don't have a logo.
Okay, we're going to include one for you. And then let me...
I didn't mean to interrupt, but, you know, because I have the word U, it's just one letter. It's not Y-O-U, it's just regular
right.
U.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know, you know, because it has a U, it could be like a smiley face or,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. During client onboarding, they're going to ask you about the logo, and I'm going to notate here that you have some ideas,
okay.
And they can help you, okay?
Yeah, it's just a U, since it's a U, one letter, you know, I thought,
right.
You know, maybe they could make it like a smiling face or a mouth or something, or maybe a tongue sticking out, I don't know.
Oh, there you go, that's a good idea. Now, you have licensing, insurance, and tax ID information, right?
No, I don't have to have a license because
okay.
what I'm doing, like I indicated to Christian, these banks, because I'm not dealing with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you know, because they sell their loans to Freddie and Fannie, the government, right?
Right, right.
I don't know if you ever heard of that or not.
I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm not doing loans to people like say for yourself that you want to buy a house and you want to live in there. That's like a Fannie and Freddie loan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing rentals. That's more like a business.
Okay.
When people, when they rent your house or do a Airbnb or commercial,
okay.
You don't have to have a license.
Right. Okay. So you're doing what is your official title?
I'm just the manager of my, I have an LLC.
Okay. So are you like a realtor? Are you looking for property investment?
Yeah, you know, people that's looking for property investment, residential, commercial,
okay.
Where they want
okay.
to do rental.
So let me tell you first off, one of the major benefits to this position is that it just
okay.
becomes available through our company. So what that means is once we begin working...
So rental property finder, things like that,
yeah,
right?
People that want to be a landlord.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
So I got three companies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, one would do like a 2-4 unit with no income verification, no tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have someone to do an 8 unit, and then someone to do a 25 unit.
Okay. Cool.
And then also commercial too. You know, someone
okay.
that you know has a business and. I could do the SBA loan where you only put 10% down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
so
it's
you
like
find the properties as well.
Yeah, well I can help try to find properties. I have people that have license.
So you have resources. Okay, cool.
I have someone that has a license.
So they're gonna go ahead and go over all of this with the technician. Let me put in here that you have the LLC. Okay.
And I have a DBA. I call the DBA, too.
Perfect. Okay. The last thing we're going to do is go ahead and read the voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is month-to-month, that there's no contract. The first, in order to secure your listing today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
I think it's both.
Okay. And is the billing address going to be the home office there?
Yeah, the home address. And I'm thinking about getting a P.O. box, you know, like
okay.
one of those So this way it doesn't, you know, it won't say PO box.
Exactly. Google won't allow us to send the PIN code to the PO box, so we'll just send it to your home office and keep everything hidden. And then if you want to get a PO box like for your public, for like public knowledge, that's perfect. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
You know, I have that at work.
Okay.
At work. Yeah, because I was in a hurry and I was trying to pay for a pizza. And
sure.
I just didn't make it. And by the time they called me, I already had the left.
Right. Okay.
So we're at 10 o'clock. Can I give it to them?
Mm-hmm. No, you have to give it to me before I can process that. So I can either, I can call you back at like 10:45 or we can push the client onboarding. Yeah, I know 2 p.m. is not good for you. We can push it till tomorrow. So I do have to process that before I'm able to have your client interview.
Okay, so I should be at the office by 10:45.
Okay, so I'll call you at 10:45 and we'll get it squared away, okay?
Yeah, let me see if I wrote it down. Because sometimes I write things down and put it in my phone.
Yeah, I do that. Sometimes I just take a photo of it because I always have my phone on me, you know?
Yeah, because I know that I put it on, but I'm not sure if I put, like, the last four numbers or the whole thing.
Right. Well, and even on the phones, a lot of times it'll save, and it only saves, like you say, the last four. So.
Right here, yeah, I have it here, yeah.
You
it
do?
Has my,
okay.
Yeah, it has my name and the LLC name. So the LLC name is my personal name, Mike Bakla LLC. There's no E at the end. They just made it just one.
Okay.
My attorney says just put your first name so it looks like the LLC looks more professional than Mike,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
It's 4259 020 5248.
Wait a minute. 4259. Is it 0020?
No, 0720.
0720. Okay, go ahead.
5248.
Yes, sir.
3772.
Expiration month and year?
0626.
And the three-digit code on the back?
684.
Okay, I'm going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. And it goes over the fact that everything is month to month, that there's no contract. Mike, if you have any questions during this voice verification, feel free to stop me. It just asks a series of questions verifying that you are, in fact, the business owner. Give me just a second here. So it said the CVC failed. So you said 684 is the security code on the back?
Yeah, let me go back to it.
Sure.
Is that the best number? Oh, no problem.
684. 684 expires in June of 2026.
No, February. February of 2026.
Two. Okay, cool. Let me try this again then. Make sure that we have everything absolutely correct. So save that in your phone when you get a chance. Okay, the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Lenders you call.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mike Bakla, manager.
Mike, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming in from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been greatly discounted to the flat monthly investment rate of $249. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 23rd day of every month. If you need to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you please contact client support just 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash, Mike. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the last order of business is I'm going to, if you look at your cell phone, you'll see that we sent you a few text messages. There's one that says, Mike, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Can you please click on the link that's provided in that text?
So, remodeling, room addition, renovation.
Once you click on that,
now, there's a lot of
Click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see that?
No, this one says top to load. I just had one text that you sent me probably like 10 minutes ago.
Really? Everything was sent. Give me a second here. Let me send you this one. Let's try like this. There we go.
How do you want your
hours
okay.
Oh, wait. Hold it. Yeah, because it moved. Yours moved to the very top of the page. I hit my text, and it still says tap to load. Preview. Maybe that's a different one. Okay, there it is. Turned, yeah. So it has all those disclosures.
And it also has everything that I verbally promised to provide for you in writing with the exact timeline, the fact that the pricing never goes up, it never changes or adjusts. You're locked in at the $249 rate. I just need you to scroll down to the bottom and click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company.
Okay, I tried signing my name, but it wasn't signed.
Well, you have to type it in exactly as it's stated there, and you have to click the box. So right up on that.
No, I thought it was like DocuSign. I just signed it.
They're different. Perfect. So it should have taken you to a screen asking for a username and password. Do you see that?
No, I just confirmed.
Okay. Did you click the box right above the signature box, the typing box that says, I certify I'm the person who made the purchase today. You're the certified user on the card.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't do it. I just went to the bottom. Okay, there.
And then you typed it, and it should be good to go now. Let me see. It'll convert on my end. Perfect. Username and password will be granted to you once client interview has been conducted. Client interview is conducted today between 11 and 12. Technician's going to call from our 877 phone number, Mike. Next, after that, you'll get the login credentials in about 3 to 5 days' time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Everything squared away for now. They will go ahead and get everything squared away for you. You go ahead and hop in the shower and get your day started.
I was in the shower talking to you. I had to put it on mute every time.
Oh, boy. Okay, I understand. I've been in that situation, too. All right. We'll talk to you soon, Mike. You have a blessed day. Welcome to Local Splash.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.